So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shalosh Avon Mezu B'Tzad Zu B'Tzar Makailis, Asuris, U'Shtayim Mutaris. Rabbi Shmuel says if there were stones laying side by side near the Avodah Zarah of Makailis, it depends. Three stones are forbidden in all benefits, but two stones are permitted in all benefits. The Chum disagree and hold that the amount of stones is irrelevant. Rather, Sheniris Imoi Asuris, V'She'ein Niris Imoi Mutaris. Stones that are close to the Makailis are forbidden, and stones that are far from the Makailis are permitted. The Gemara explains the Machlekes as follows. If it's known that these stones certainly fell from Makailis, all agree that the stones are forbidden regardless of their amount and closeness. And even though regarding other Avodah Zarah, some hold in Ovdin Lishvarim, the Akum do not worship pieces that broke away from the Avodah Zarah. However, regarding Makailis, all agree that Ovdin Lishvarim, the Akum do worship the stones that fell from the Avodah Zarah, because of the following distinction. Avodis Gechavim Delav Haini Urche. Most idols are in one piece, and it's unusual for part of it to break off from it. Therefore, if it does, they don't worship the separated part. However, Makailis, the Meikari Tevuri Mitavari, Haini Urche. The Makailis consists of several loose stones, and it's not unusual for some to fall off. Therefore, they do worship the separated stones. And the Gemara continues, Bistama, if it's not known for certain whether these stones fell from the Makailis, it depends. Bim Makuravis Devrakol Asuris. If the stones are close within one arm of the Makailis, and it is possible that they fell from the Makailis, all agree that the stones are forbidden. The Machlekes is merely in the case of Bistama Ubim Rechakis. If the stones are further than one arm, but within four arms, we assume that they did not fall from the Makailis. However, Bishmal holds, Eisen Makailis cut in Mitzad Makailis Gadol. The Akum would build a small Makailis beside a large Makailis. Therefore, Shalish, the Damian Makailis, Asuris, Shtaim, Mutaris. Three stones are forbidden because this is the minimum amount of a Makailis, while two stones are permitted because this is less than the usual amount of a Makailis. While the Chacham hold, in Eisen Makailis cut in Mitzad Makailis Gadol, the Akum do not build a small Makailis beside a large Makailis. Therefore, regardless of the amount, Niris Imay Asuris, Shein Niris Imay Mutaris. If the stones are close within one Nama, they're forbidden, because we assume that they fell from the Makailis. But if the stones are farther than one Nama, they're permitted because we assume that they did not fall from the Makailis. The Gemara now asks that there seems to be a contradiction in the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel says, Shtaim Mutaris, two stones within four Amas are permitted. While in the Brice, Rabbi Shmuel says, Shtaim Mitfisa Loi Asuris, Shalash Afala Meruchakis Asuris. Two stones within four Amas are forbidden, and three stones even farther than four Amas are forbidden. Rav explains as follows. The Brice refers to Bitfisa Achas, Shtaim Asuris. If there is no separation between the stones and the Makailis, then four Amas are considered Mekuravis, and all agree that even two stones are forbidden because we assume that they fell from the Makailis. While the Mishnah refers to Bishtei Tfisis, Shtaim Mutaris. If there was a mound separating between the stones and the Makailis, then four Amas are considered Merchakis, and in this case, Rabbi Shmuel holds that two stones are permitted, because they did not fall from the Makailis. But three stones are forbidden because they are considered a Makailis Kal. The Gemara proceeds with the following incident. Beyane Malka Charev, Asu Akum Okimu Be Makailis. After the house of Yane HaMelech was destroyed, some Akum came and made a Makailis from its stones. Then, also Akum Achrini de Lepalchil Makailis, Shaklinu Vechipu Ben Drachim Besartois. Other Akum that did not worship the Makailis dismantled the stones and used them to pave the roads. Iker Rabban de Parshi, Viker Rabban de Leparshi. There were some Rabban who refrained from using these roads, while other Rabban continued to use these roads. The Gemara explains that the Machlekes was whether the stones that are thrown to the Makailis are considered Tikrevis Avodah Zarah, offerings to the Avodah Zarah. The Rabban, the Parashi, held that these stones are considered Tekrevis, and therefore, Tekrevis Akum ein lebetei lo lamas. Tekrevis can never be nullified. It remains forbidden forever, as the Pasuk states, V'yitzmedu labal po'er v'yochel mezivchei mesim. Offerings to Avodah Zarah are compared to a mess, a dead body, which is asbana. And ma mes ein lebetei lo lo'ilam, af Tekrevis Akum ein lebetei lo lo'ilam. While the Rabban and the Loi Parashi held that the stones are not considered Tekrevis, but rather become part of the Avodah Zarah, therefore bittul is effective. They hold that it's not considered Tekrevis Avodah Zarah because Be'inan Ke'in Pnim Beleka. Tekrevis Avodah Zarah is only if it's performed in the same manner, Lahavdul, as the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And as Rashi cites the source in the Pasuk, Zevech Lelehem Yachronim Bilti Lashem Levadai, and there's no Avodah of throwing stones in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara proceeds with Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah mentioning two brises which Rabbi Yisrael Bar Abba held cannot be explained, while others did explain them. Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah first mentioned the following brisa: Akum Shehivi Avonim in Amakailis, V'chibab and Drachim Mitarteyais, Mutaris. If a non-Jew built a road with stones from Amakailis, the stones are permitted because his bittul is effective. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Abba asked, Les Nagar V'loi Bar Nagar Di'Frakinei? Why are the stones permitted? These stones are considered Tekrevis for which bittul is not effective. While Rav Sheish has explained, the stones are not considered tekrevis, and the bittul is affected because there is no such avaida in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Bayimri mentioned a second brisa. Maslin u'mezamen b'shvias, vei maslin u'mezamen b'moyed. During the Shemitah year, one is permitted to do the following. Maslin, to remove worms from the trees, and mezamen, to tie fertilizer onto a tree whose bark peeled off. However, during Chol HaMoed, one is forbidden to do so. And kam v'kan in megazman. During both Shemitah and Chol HaMoed, it's forbidden to cut off a branch to cause the tree to produce more branches. And v'sach and shemen ligzaim, bein b'moyed, bein b'shvias. During both Shemitah and Chol HaMoed, one is permitted to smear oil on an exposed cut on a tree to prevent the tree from drying out and dying. Rav Yisrael Ba'aba asked, Les nagav le'benagav de yifarkine? As the Gemara explains, Rav Yisrael Ba'aba's question was only regarding Chol HaMoed and that zium aser sicha mutter. Maishna hai de shari, maishna hai de aser, hayo komi v'hayo komi. Why is sicha permitted and zium forbidden? Both are done for the same purpose, to maintain the tree. However, Rav Yisrael Ba'aba had no question regarding maslin and mezamen, and that b'shvias mutter u'b'mayit aser, because regarding shvias, malacha aser achmana, tircha shari. To perform a malacha is forbidden, but to exert oneself by working hard on something that is not a malacha, such as maslin and mezamen, is permitted. However, regarding chol HaMoed, afilu tircha nami aser, exerting oneself even on something that is not a malacha is forbidden. And he had no question regarding shvias, and that mezamen mutter megazmen aser, because zim u'kumi ilani b'shari. Gizum ivroi ilan ba'aser. Zim is permitted because it maintains the existing growth of the tree, while gizum is forbidden because it causes new growth to the tree. And he had no question regarding zim b'shvias, in that the Mishnah rules mezamen b'shvias, while the Braisa rules mezamen es anetias agra shashana b'shvias lai. One is permitted to perform zim only until Rosh Hashanah, but after during Shemitah this is forbidden, because trei zihumumi habe. There are two types of zim. The zim to maintain the tree is permitted in Shemitah, while the zim to cause new growth is forbidden during Shemitah. And he had no question regarding sicha b'shvias, in that our Mishnah holds sach and shem and ligzim b'shvias, while the Braisa holds sach and esapagin ad Rosh Hashanah b'shvias lai. One is permitted to smear the fruits only until Rosh Hashanah, but after during Shemitah this is forbidden, because hacha ukame ilan b'shari hasan pitumi peri v'aser. In our Mishnah, the sicha is to maintain the tree, which is permitted, while in the Braisa, the sicha is to enhance the fruits, which is forbidden.